From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, February 14th at 8:56. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly positive trade here on Friday. March corn up 4.5 at 498. We just couldn't quite get to $5 corn here in early trade, or high for the session so far is 4.99¾. So not quite there yet on the nearby corn contract. March soybeans up 11 cents at 10.41. And wheat for a change is kind of leading the way here, kind of a roll reversal. Wheat is up 17 cents at 5.94¾. Checking out outside markets, Dow Jones pretty much unchanged, up 7 points at 44,718. And March WTI oil up 27 cents at 71.56. So yeah, market's pretty firm here. There's more tariff talk, kind of signaling some of these U.S. tariffs may be delayed as new negotiations take place with the Trump administration. So classic headline news type of environment really resumes. You kind of wonder if some of the trade is suffering from tariff fatigue. I mean, it's just in the headlines every hour on the hour. So it's hard to know if we should jump up and down after every headline if you do it for 3 weeks straight. So really interesting environment we're in. Trump had a phone call with President Putin with Russia and stated he wants Russia back in the G7 summit and might be part of this peace brokering mission to get the war to end in Ukraine. So there's a lot of talk and speculation of what that means. It'll be really interesting to see what that means for wheat trade ramifications around the globe and really the impact of the Russian ruble. So time will tell here, but it seems like there's something moving in that direction towards peace. We did get a USDA reported a flash sale of old crop corn to Colombia this morning, just shy of 4 million bushels of corn. More on Trump trade. Just 3 weeks ago or so, we thought that we had a trade war with Colombia, and that was very much a mini trade war. Seems like a lifetime ago, Kimberly, but that was January 27th, not that long ago. We remain a competitive exporter on corn values across the globe, so we should see more routine business out of the U.S. If you have any March positions, basis contracts, or HDAs with your respective grain buyer, they need to be priced or rolled here in the next 10 to 14 days or so. We've had a great rally, so I have seen a lot of market participation here from producers. You drive in the countryside, there's auger set up everywhere, there's hopper bottoms everywhere. So a lot of grain moving in the countryside. And basis has suffered a little bit because of that, and also spreads have widened. March, May corn, about a 13 cent carry. The market's kind of telling us, hey, we got enough corn here on the front end. Please store it for another month or two, please. Our updated Feb averages for crop insurance so far are 469 on corn and 1058 on soybeans. So those aren't too bad compared to what we were looking at a month or two ago when we were forecasting these Feb averages. Reminder, your ARC and PLC election is due at FSA on April 15th this year. They extended that 1 month this year, so need to get that done. And then we did get an updated drought map, still troubling drought concerns in the Western Corn Belt, and much of Illinois is in a slight to moderate drought now. Kind of a dry season. You don't think about it too much during winter when nothing's growing, but we'll need moisture at some point here with spring because it's around the corner. So Kimberly, I hope you have a great weekend and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of snow flurries late in the day and a high of 32 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely with a low of 28 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, a chance of freezing rain in the morning, otherwise cloudy with periods of rain mixing with snow at times and a high of 38 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with rain changing over to snow and a low of 25 degrees, minor snow accumulation of around 1 inch possible with a north wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy and blustery with a chance of flurries and a high of 28 degrees and a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1 and FM 90.9 HD3.